Poem sorpresa. Your heart will drown in the love of Mustafa. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel We are once again present in Silsila Poems of Raza. SubhanAllah. Today we have selected another beautiful kalam from the gardens of the poetry of Imam Ahl Sunnah Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. Before we proceed ahead towards the main kalam, let's do a few good intentions. Because it is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. And Imam Bukhari Ali Rahmah has brought the very first hadith in his book that is also regarding intention. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ This is the part of that hadith. That actions are based upon intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir Ahl Sunnah, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas, Attar, Qadri, Damat, Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. He has given us a mindset that always do good intentions before performing any good deed or permissible action. So dear Islamic brothers, I make an intention that inshallah I will deliver this silsila and program for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And you can make an intention that inshallah you will be with us from start till end. Inshallah you will remember what you learn and you will act upon. Not only that, you will pass this knowledge on to others too. Inshallah azza wa jal. So dear Islamic brothers, today this program is special. Why? Because the kalam itself is a special kalam. SubhanAllah. The poetry which we have selected is one of the beautiful poetries and the poems written by Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. The kalam itself is beautiful, but mashallah, the nasheed reciter, Asad Madani, mashallah, he is with us today. And his voice is also beautiful. When voice is beautiful and kalam is beautiful, subhanAllah, it adds the beauty, no doubt. So inshallah, you'll be with us and you'll be enjoying today's program and silsila, inshallah. I don't want to tell you which kalam we have selected, but I would request, inshallah, Asad Bhai to recite the first couplet so you will come to know what the kalam is. Jazakallah.
کیا ہی ذوق فضا شفاعت ہے تمہاری واہ واہ کیا ہی ذوق فضا شفاعت ہے تمہاری
SubhanAllah. So you know what is the kalam today, mashallah. Kya hi zauq afza shafaat hai tumhari wah wah. Qarz leti hai gunah parhezgari wah wah. Imam Ahl Sunnah Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman is talking about the shafa'ah, talking about the intercession of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Look at the takhayyul of Imam Ahl Sunnah, subhanAllah, the way he is putting the words and the way he is thinking, subhanAllah, his intellect, Allahu Akbar, he writes, kya hi zauq afza shafa'at hai tumhari wah wah. How encouraging is your intercession? Zauq afza, encouraging. Shafa'at means intercession. Tumhari, your. Wah wah. The word wah wah in Urdu language, this is used to praise, right? When you like something and you want to appreciate somebody, then you use the word wah wah. So it is a word of appreciation. Not only this, it is also used in other meaning that if you are amazed, right, if something is wonderful and you are amazed at looking at it, if something is wonder, so then you also say wah wah. So Allah has used this word wah wah in this poetry, subhanAllah, and beautifully used, and different ways, in different ma'ani, in different meanings, he has brought these words, subhanAllah, in this poetry. And inshallah, by the time we proceed ahead, you will come to know how beautifully he has put these words in the poem, subhanAllah. And the Islamic brothers, Allah says, kya hi zauq afza shafa'at hai tumhari wahwa, qarz leti hai gunah parhezgari wahwa. So what is parhezgari? Parhezgari is piety. Qarz is loan. So Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, what he is writing, subhanAllah, here, how encouraging is your intercession. O Master, I wonder. Piety requests some sins as a loan. I wonder. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Actually, Al Hazrat Ali Rahma is explaining a beautiful situation on the Day of Judgment. The situation will be when the mu'mineen will go in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to seek intercession, to ask for the shafa'ah. At that moment in time, what will happen? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be interceding those who are the sinners of the ummah. And Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam will free them from the fire of the hell. But the pious people, they would wish if only they could also go into Jannah because of the intercession of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah is writing, the piety, the pious people, they would ask some sins as a loan, so they can also have some sins. And then they could request Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for shafa'at, to enjoy the intercession of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, such an encouraging in zawq afza is the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Something similar. The brother of Imam Ahl-Sunnah, he writes, Mahshar mein kisi ne bhi meri baat na poochi. Mahshar mein kisi ne bhi meri baat na poochi. Hami nazar aaya to bas ik tu nazar aaya. Bazaar qiyamat mein jine koi na poochhe. Aison ka kharidar hame tu nazar aaya. Subhanallah. On the day of judgment, when other anbiya-i kiram alayhimus salam, they will say, idhhabu ila ghairi. On that day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, ana laha. And that will be the only personality on the day of judgment who would be given the crown of intercession on his head. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will have the authority to do intercession at very first. And this authority would be given by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, and that day, Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam will do our shafa'at. That's why Imam Bosiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he seems to write, هُوَ الْحَبِيبُ الَّذِي تُرْجَى شَفَاعَتُهُ لِكُلِّ هَوْلٍ مِّنَ الْأَهْوَالِ مُقْتَحِنِي. And Allah has it right. Kya hi zauq afza shafa'at hai tumhari wah.
Kya hi zauq afza shafa'at hai tumhari wah. Kya hi zauq afza shafa'at hai tumhari wah.
The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Next couplet. Al-Hazrat Imam Ahl-Sunnah, he writes, Ungliyaan hain faiz par, Ungliyaan hain faiz par, Toote hain pyaase jhoom kar, Nadiyaan Punjab-e-Rahmat ki hain jari, Wah wah. Nadiyaan Punjab-e-Rahmat ki hain jari, Wah wah. What a beautiful couplet Al-Hazrat has written. And he has brought a waqia. Subhanallah, he has mentioned the parable of the past, a mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A miracle has been discussed in this poetry, especially in this couplet. At the time of Sulh Hudaybiyah, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they were with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They were in need of water. It was a shortage of water. So what had happened, subhanAllah, a container of water was brought in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam put his fingers, Allahu Akbar, inside that water. And what had happened? The rivers of water started flowing out of the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ungliya means the fingers. Faiz par, give out the blessings. Toote hai pyaase jhoom kar. The thirsty rush ahead. Subhanallah. The thirsty, they rush ahead overjoyed with happiness. Nadiyan Punjab rahmat ki hai jari wahwa. Meaning the five rivers of mercy. Gashpot. A wonder. A wonder. Al-Hazrat is writing, the fingers give out blessings. The thirsty rush ahead overjoyed. The five rivers of mercy. Gashpot. A wonder, a wonder. Ungliyan hain faiz par, toote hain pyaase jhoom kar.
Ungliyan hain faiz par, toote hain pyaase jhoom kar.
When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had put the blessed fingers inside the container, what had happened? The water started coming out. Ulama have written a beautiful point that Sayyidina Musa ala nabina alayhi salatu wa sallam had striked the Asa Mubarak on the stone, and that stone started giving out the water. But ulama have mentioned a beautiful point. It is the quality of the stone. The water normally comes out from the mountains. The water comes out from the stones. So this is not that strange. What is more strange, subhanAllah, is the water coming out from the fingers, subhanAllah. Because the fingers, they don't normally give out water. This mu'jiza is far, far greater than the miracle of Sayyidina Musa ala nabina alayhi salatu wa salam. Not only this, my Islamic brothers, what had happened, subhanAllah, when Sahaba Kiram were around Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Islamic brothers, in view of Madani Shalit, what was the quantity of the water which came out from the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. The Sahaba Kiram, they quenched their thirst. The water was given to the animals. Sahaba Kiram did wudu. Allahu Akbar. And somebody asked it, how many were you? Allahu Akbar. They said, we were 1400. We were 1400. But if even, the second sentence in the answer was, if even we were 100,000, this water would have been enough and would have sufficed. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Because this was the water which was the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's why Allah Hazrat writes, ungliyan hain faiz par.
Ungliyan hain faiz par, toote hain pyaase jhoom kar. Punjab rahmat ki hai jari wah 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 wah.
Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in the next couplet, Al-Hazrat writes, Kya Madine se Saba aayi ke phoolo mein hai aaj, kuch nahi bu, bheeni bheeni, pyari pyari, wah wah. Here Al-Hazrat is writing, has the breeze come from Medina? Breeze is Saba, right? Has the breeze come from Medina? Phoolo is flower. naibu, unique, bhini bhini, sweet and light, pyari pyari, subhanallah, wah wah. It's also a beautiful couplet of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmat rahman. He seems to write, has the breeze from Medina come? For I sense in the flowers today a unique fragrance, sweet and light, a wonder, subhanallah. Ala Hazrat is writing that today I'm smelling a unique, sweet and light smell in the flowers. I don't think that this smell itself is the smell of these flowers. This fragrance is not the fragrance of these flowers. I think the breeze has come from Medina, and that's why that fragrance which has come with the breeze has made these flowers more fragrant, a beautiful, a unique smell. That's why it's coming from these flowers. Subhanallah. Kya Madine se saba aayi ke phoolon mein hai aaj.
Kya Madine se saba aayi ke phoolon.
روزے کا نور اس سمت منبر کی بہار اس طرف روزے کا نور اس سمت منبر کی بہار بیچ میں جنت کی پیاری 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 واہ واہ سبحان اللہ. In this couplet, Al Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmat rahman, has brought a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The hadith is regarding Riyazul Jannah. What is that? That is in between Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's Minba Sharif and Rawza-i Aqdas, the part where subhanallah those they go to Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'azima, they see that beautiful area which is called Riyazul Jannah, and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself declared it, that is the peace of Jannah, subhanallah, that is part of Jannah, subhanallah. And Ushaqani Rasul, they go there and they offer salah, they offer nawafil in that particular part which has been classed by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as part of the Jannah, subhanallah. And this is what Ala Hazrat is mentioning here. Is taraf rauze ka noor, us samt minbar ki bahar. Ala Hazrat seems to write, on one side is the light of tomb, the blossom of pulpit on the other. In between is the lovely nursery of paradise. A wonder, a wonder. Is taraf rauze ka noor.
Is taraf rauze ka noor, samt minbar ki bahar. Is taraf rauze ka noor, samt minbar جنت کی پیاری 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 واہ واہ بیچ میں جنت کی پیاری 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 واہ
صدقے اس انعام کے قربان اس اکرام کے صدقے اس انعام کے قربان اس اکرام کے ہو رہی ہے دونوں عالم میں تمہاری واہ واہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Shell, in this couplet, Al Hazrat Ali Rahma says, may I be sacrificed, sadqe is in aam ke. May I be sacrificed upon your greatness here and your status in the hereafter. You are being praised in both worlds. A wonder, a wonder. No doubt, my dear Islamic brothers, the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is being continuously done in both worlds. This is the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And subhanallah, not only in this world, not only there in the arsh, not only here at the fresh, subhanallah, on the earth, in the skies, everywhere, the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is being happened. And the status of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not only restricted to the skies, it's not only restricted to the earth, rather inside the earth, subhanallah, the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is also shown. A beautiful couplet is said, nahi arsho farsh hi tak teri azmaton ke charche, nahi arsho farsh hi tak teri azmaton ke charche, tahe khaak bhi lahad mein tera naam chal raha hai, tahe khaak bhi lahad mein tera naam chal raha hai. No doubt, my dear Islamic brothers, the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be there when we will be in our dark grave. A beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be shown, and it will be asked that what you used to say about this personality. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, this question is compulsory question. Without answering this question, you can't get away from the examination of the grave. So it means the shan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there underneath this earth too, subhanallah. That's why Allah Hazrat writes, sadqe is in'am ke, qurban is ikram ke.
Sadqe is in'am ke, qurban is ikram ke.
Islamic brothers, these both worlds, they have been created for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. No doubt, whatever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created, that is for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the reason for the creation of everything, subhanallah. No doubt, this is what Dr. Iqbal, he wrote, ho na ye phool to bulbul ka tarannum bina ho, chamane dahar mein kaliyon ka tabassum bina ho, ye na saqi ho to phir main bina ho, hum bina ho, bazme tawheed bhi dunya mein na ho, tum bina ho, khaymae aflaq ka stada isi naam se hai, nabze hasti tab shamada isi naam se hai. In nutshell, the crux, the essence, what has been said, everything is for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the very last couplet of this kalam, which is a maqta. Maqta is where Al-Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman uses his takhallus, his name. And in this couplet, Al-Hazrat says, Tara'e dil bhi na nikla, Tara'e dil bhi na nikla, dil se tuhfe mein raza, un sagane ku se itni jaan pyari, wah wah, un sagane ku se itni jaan pyari, wah wah. What Al-Hazrat is writing, subhanallah, Para-e-dil is the peace of the heart. Tohfe means in gift. Sagan is the plural of sag, which means dog. Sagane Medina, the dogs of Medina. But Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma is saying here, O Raza, you did not even give them a piece from your heart. You love yourself more than the dogs of Medina. I wonder. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brothers, look at the Idz, look at the Inkisari of Ala Hazrat, the humbleness of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, and look at the love of Medina which Ala Hazrat possesses in heart. Forget about the love of Medina. Allahu Akbar, he's talking about the dogs of Medina, because dogs have got the relationship with nisbat with Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. Here he is saying, O Raza, you even could not give a piece of your heart as a gift to the dogs of Medina. You love yourself more than the dogs of Medina. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the khasa of Ala Hazrat. This is the speciality of Ala Hazrat. And this is the ishq and love he possessed for Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. Now you can imagine what would be the condition and state of the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He would have possessed in his heart. How great would that be? You can imagine. I leave that to you to imagine. Tarae dil bhi na nikla, dil se tohfe mera na.
Tarae dil bhi na nikla, dil se tohfe. اتنی جان پیاری واہ واہ سگانے کو اتنی جان پیاری واہ واہ کیا ہی ذوق فضا شفاعت ہے
and viewers of Madani Channel. We'll come back with another beautiful episode of Poems of Raza. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam.
Poems of Raza.